Top of the morning to you. Yes, and to you, and to you. Welcome to Moments of Melody. If all we say in a single day, with never a word left out, were printed each night in clear black and white, it would prove queer reading, no doubt. And then just suppose that before your eyes closed, you must read the day's record clear through. Then wouldn't you sigh, and wouldn't you try a great deal less talking to do? And I more than half think that many a kink would be smoothed in life's tangled thread, if half we said in a single day were left forever unsaid. Now we read the Sacred Scriptures, and it's a translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. We hope you'll pause for a few moments as we read from God's Holy Word. This is the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. The Lord Jesus is speaking. How is it that thou canst see the speck of dust which is in thy brother's eye, and are not aware of the beam which is in thine own? By what right wilt thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me rid thy eye of that speck, when thou canst not see the beam that is in thine own, thou hypocrite? Take the beam out of thine own eye first, and so shalt thou have clear sight to rid thy brother's of the speck. There is no sound tree that will yield withered fruit. No withered tree will yield sound fruit. Each tree is known by its proper fruit. Figs are not plucked from thorns, or grapes gathered from briar bushes. A good man utters what is good from his heart's store of goodness. The wicked man, from his heart's store of wickedness, can utter nothing but what is evil. It is from the heart's overflow that the mouth speaks. Day with never a word left out, were printed each night in clear black and white, it would prove queer reading, no doubt. Well, the Lord Jesus had something to say about our speech and what comes out of the heart. Only God can control the tongue, and it begins by giving Him your heart.